And welcome back on Husker Radio. It's Tristan Winder. Please be joined by Kate Marshall, the 4-H Extension Educator with the University of Nebraska, the Extension Office here in North Platte. Kate, how are you today?
I'm doing really well today.
Thank you for taking some time for us, and it sounds like you have some positive news to share here for the Lincoln, Logan, McPherson County areas that you serve when it comes to the upcoming 4-H season and 4-H activities.
Yes, I do, Tristan. So I know there's been a lot of discussion and maybe some worry over whether or not our county fairs would look the way that they have in the past. And so I know some places have gone with virtual options, but really happy to report that here in Lincoln County, the Ag Society did approve to let all of the 4-H events happen at the fair. Now, they won't be quite like normal, like we're used to. There's going to be some guidelines and some modifications, but I'm super excited that our 4-H'ers will be able to showcase their hard work and their projects.
And obviously that's the big thing here, Mrs. Marshall, is you want these individuals that have gone out and worked so hard for so long to go out and showcase what they've been working on.
Yes, that's definitely for sure. And so even though we're going to have some modifications, we're still going to look for creative ways to help showcase all of the hard work that these youths have put in.
Now, obviously, there's probably going to be some changes here with the fair in the coming year. So many changes throughout the entire map with this COVID-19 virus. And obviously, we don't know a lot yet as we are still a little bit away from the fair. But what are some changes that people might notice that are being discussed here in the early stages of this planning?
Sure. You know, we definitely took our guidance from the governor's office. The Nebraska Department of Agriculture actually came out with some documents on reopening and having county fair events. And so we looked at those and looked what we currently did and tried to find a way that we were going to be able to accomplish what we wanted to do. And so I guess, unfortunately, the fair will be closed to the public this year just to be able to keep numbers within those directed health measures. But the good news is that the exhibitor and their parent or guardian will be able to be there. Our schedule is going to look a little bit different than usual, too. One of the recommendations are to show animals during one day and then have them go home, so it'll be a species per day. But okay. I think we're all pretty happy that we're still going to be able to have those shows.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely a bummer that there's going to be some restrictions here, but when you compare to what's going on with other organizations throughout the state and even throughout the area, this is a much better alternative.
Yes, definitely.
Again, we have Kate Marshall joining us here, a 4-H Extension Educator with the University of Nebraska, the Extension Office right here in North Platte. So obviously, we know what's going to go on here with the Lincoln County Fair. What's the latest on some of the other counties that you serve, Ms. Marshall, in particular looking at some of the Logan, McPherson, and Keith counties here in the area?
So those two fairs do fall in August, and so they're even a little bit later than our fair here in North Platte. And so I actually met with my 4-H council in Logan County just the other week. And so we have made some plans. In the past, we usually have youth bring their static projects like the baking and the horticulture, photography, and then they get a chance to sit down with a judge. Unfortunately, we won't be able to do those close in-person interviews this year, but we do have plans for youth to be able to drop their projects off. And then we'll have judges come in and judge them before they'll be able to come and look at their results. And with those two counties, they're a little bit smaller, too. So we don't have quite as much worry about our numbers getting too big to be over the limits there.
And the cases in those areas, too, of the confirmed COVID-19 cases in particular have been pretty much non-existent also. So that's definitely beneficial as well.
Yes, definitely. That's correct.
Again, we have Kate Marshall joining us here and talking about 4-H in particular. Kate, I know there's a lot up in the air still, but how might 4-H moving forward look different here in the near future, in the coming years and coming months?
Sure. You know, definitely with this change, we moved quite a few of our opportunities online and did them virtually. We usually have a lot of summer workshops where kids get to come into the office in person and do projects, but this year we did a combination of videos and then kits of materials that youth are going to get to pick up. And then they can watch the videos and then work on that project at home. And so we actually had 65 kids sign up for those different opportunities. So we were really excited to see that that many took advantage of those opportunities.
And if folks want to take additional opportunities that may become available, what's the best way for them to keep up to date with that and learn more about possibly getting involved here with the wonderful organization that is 4-H?
Yeah, definitely. You can always give us a call out at the office. That's 308-532-2683. Or if you jump onto Facebook, you can just Google Lincoln Logan McPherson County 4-H. And we always keep our Facebook page really current with what's going on and different opportunities that we have.
Kate, anything else you'd like to add today?
I think that's all for today, Tristan.